When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my next guest tonight is a writer with best-selling books that include Me Talk Pretty One Day, Let's Explore Diabetes with Owls, Barrel Fever, and Calypso. His new book is Happy Go Lucky. Please welcome back to The Late Show, David Sedaris.
You know, when you have a clown on the cover of your book, you can dress however you want to. That's what I figured.
Is that a plaid shirt tied around your waist?
No, you know what? It looks like it's tied around the waist. It's sewed to the jacket, so it's almost like a kind of a bustle.
Oh, wow. Wow. Quite lovely. Very lovely. And by the way, this is what you meant. The name of the book is Happy Go Lucky, and there is the endearing photograph on the cover. Not creepy at all.
Whenever I see a clown, I always think, he looks good. Always. Mm-hmm. I'd wear that.
He looks happy. Doing. Look at that smile. You know, I'm glad to see you, because you were supposed to be here a month ago, and at the last minute, you, like so many people, you tested positive for COVID. You doing okay?
Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, I was a little bit tired, I guess, but I just finished going to 44 cities. But I'm happy to say I got COVID. I went right home. I gave it to my boyfriend, Hugh, because... Don't you wonder about, you know, you'll meet a couple and one person will get COVID and the other doesn't. And I think, what kind of a couple are you? You know, that you... How close can you be?
You know? Evie got it and she gave it to me.
See, that's
sweet. She tested positive and I tested positive 3 days later.
That tells me that you're a good couple.
Well, we kiss every 3 days is what that means. Well, like, gotta have a schedule, David, at this point in the career.
I was talking about it with Amy, and then, you know, she launches in characters, and she's like, my husband got it, and the babysitter, but no, I never got it. Just someone who's so clueless, you know?
So what did you do with your downtime? You know, because it's like 10 days you can't do anything, right?
Yeah, okay. But it's perfect, because I took the test at my publisher's office, and I was walking by publicist's desk and I saw a mountain of mail and it spilled off a desk onto the floor and it was all for me. So I took it all home and I answered 175 letters.
Wow.
I didn't answer, but you must get this.
You get a few letters.
But if somebody writes you and they're unhappy with something, mm-hmm. I'm going to assume they didn't say, I was puzzled by that word choice, or I was puzzled, that joke made me feel odd, and I just don't understand it, could you explain it? Instead, now it's like, you did that, you said that, I'm never gonna read your books ever again, I'm gonna tell all my friends never to, and there's no point in writing those people back, but most people were just sweet. You know, there's this, I have a radio show in England, so this
you
woman-
You have a radio show in England?
Yeah.
How long have you had a radio show in England?
8 years.
It's
called Meet.
I did not know.
No, it's called Meet David Sedaris, right? Mm-hmm. So they mispronounced my name on my own radio show. and it's just, I just read out loud.
Yeah.
And so I do a series every year. So it's like eight half-hour shows. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this woman wrote and said, you know, I just realized your name because in my household, we would hear you on the radio, but we never, and we always referred to you as that funny old Jewish woman on the radio. And I thought, okay, old. You got old right. But that is the only thing in that sentence.
No, but also, you've been on the road, like, half of the year you've been out there touring with your books for 20 years now, or more, since the mid-90s, right? Since Barrel Fever came out. Well, so COVID comes, and it's 2 years, and you can't do anything. What is that like for you to be, like, forced to be at home?
Well, you know, I have been with my boyfriend for 32 years. Mm-hmm. And when, I don't know, someone has to stay together. You know how that is.
Sure.
But when COVID came, I called his friends and said, what's he like? Because I don't know, I hadn't spent, I mean, I'm gone half the year.
Like, does he have any food allergies? What should I know?
Well, like, I didn't even know what he did with himself all day, you know? So, but it worked out really well. But I just said to him, you know, when theaters reopen, you're never gonna see me again. So, I mean, because you don't wanna do too much of that, you know, much together.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Keep it fresh. Leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you've gone through a change that some of the people, big fans, might have noticed already, and that you've changed your appearance in some way. What did you do, David Sedaris?
During COVID, you know, we all, in New York City, you had to wear a mask on the street, and, you know, and I hated it because it fogged up my glasses. But then I thought, there's something about this that I don't mind. And I realized it was the first time in my adult life that I wasn't judged for my teeth. Because I had braces as a kid, and then I stopped wearing my retainer. And so I used to joke I could floss with the sash to my bathrobe. You know, like it's not like I had one gap. I had massive gaps between all my front teeth, and then they started going outward. My sister Amy always said it looked like I swallowed a bomb and time froze a nanosecond after it went off. Like, they're just about to explode out of my mouth. So the second dentist offices reopened, I went and I got those invisible braces.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I only wore them for 14 weeks. That was all.
Wow.
And I had, during the time that my teeth were so awful, I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. It was a genuine phobia. I couldn't do it. But then she showed me the before and after pictures, and I couldn't believe the before pictures. I was like a hippo. I looked like a hippo. But I didn't, in pictures or something, if I had to smile, I would smile like a Charlie Brown character. And so I realized I had to learn how to smile, and so I'm still working on it. Okay, this is my smile.
Really nice, really nice. You look really friendly.
That's the best. I don't know how to do it, like for photos or something. I don't, because I was always going like this or.
Can I give you some advice?
So self-conscious, sure.
I got this advice from none other than Julie Andrews. We were taking a photo together once backstage, and she said, would you like the advice that Blake, her husband Blake Edwards, Blake always gave people to have the best possible smile for a photograph? Don't say cheese, say money. It really works.
Money.
Now.
Money.
You've been on tour now. Again, you're on tour with the new book, Happy Go Lucky.
I believe that last week, number one on the New York Times bestseller list.
I don't think before these new teeth you would have bragged like that.
No, I wouldn't.
I think that's a new David. New David, and I am sorry to hear that your father died last year. I had met your father before. I know how important he was to you and to Amy, and he's been a big part of your writing. I've read all about him for years in your books, and I understand the title of the book has to do with him. What is that?
Oh, the title story is the last time I saw my dad. He was 98, and he got dementia, and he forgot that he was a really difficult person. And also, with my dad, the television at the Assisted Living Center was really complicated, so he didn't know how to work the TV, and it was the first time in years that he hadn't had, like, Fox News on, or he hadn't had conservative talk radio that just kept him at a boiling point, and so he really didn't know what was going on in the world, and it made him a better person. You know, he was just, and he was delightful. And like Amy and I went to visit him and we said, we both had our shots. And he said, I haven't had a drink since I got here.
David, thank you so much for
being
here. Good to see you. His book is Happy-Go-Lucky. David Sedaris, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount+. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.